بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about this characteristic of حسن الظن بالله, for a person to have good thoughts about Allah سبحانه وتعالى, to have high hopes, high expectations in the promises of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. That Allah سبحانه وتعالى's promise of forgiveness, of mercy, of compassion, of kindness, and the hadith al-Qudsi that had been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I will deal with my slave according to his expectations of me. As he thinks of me, this is how I will treat him. And thereafter, the author mentions an important point of clarification, that this hadith should not be taken as a license for us to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then say that I have hope in the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, this hadith refers to that person who makes every effort to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tries whatever is within his capability. He makes an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He abstains from guna, from sin. He understands that if I break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be consequences. So he tries his best, and thereafter he has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will acknowledge and appreciate my efforts, and Allah will not take me to task. So this hadith applies to such a person. And then by means of an example, he explains that a person who is a citizen in any country, then he cannot break the command or break the law of that country. Commit some act that is illegal in that country, he commits a murder, or he commits some theft, or something else like this, and then he says that I have hope that the authorities will not punish me. Rather, he has to make every effort within his capacity to obey the law, to be a law-abiding citizen, and thereafter he can have hope that the authorities now will not take me to task. So this is extremely important for us to understand. And thereafter, the hadith of Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah is mentioned, that together with a person having expectations, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also has to have some degree of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As it has been explained, that these two qualities, on one hand we have raja, as we spoke about, a person has hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, the khawf of Allah, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these two qualities are like two wings on an aeroplane. In order for that plane to fly and to reach its destination, both wings need to be intact. In the same way for a believer, for a mu'min, for him to reach his destination, for him to reach the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him to ultimately reach the gardens of Jannah, he also will have to have both of these attributes. On one hand, the raja, hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, some amount of khawf, some amount of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sa'id bin Musayyib rahimahullah mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, never does fear and hope combine in the heart of a believer, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him from his fear and fulfill his hope. In other words, he has that amount of khashya, of khawf, that if I break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will be taken to task. There is hisab kitab, there is the day of qiyamah, there is accountability. I cannot just behave in any way and break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then hope in his mercy. And that is why Hazrat Mohim Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would mention also, that a person smashes his car, and then he goes to the panel beater. So the panel beater says to him that there's no need to worry, because just send your car to my workshop and we'll remove all the dents, we'll spray the panels once again, and I'll return your car to you in a condition as though it is new once again. So when that person receives his car, he doesn't now think to himself that I'm going to continue smashing the car, because the panel beater is available, and if any damage happens to my car, I'll be able to repair it. So nobody has this mindset. A very foolish person will do this, that I'm just going to drive haphazardly and smash my car all the time, and it is easy to repair. No, the person is careful. He is extremely cautious when he is driving. He understands that panel beater is there for an emergency, but I'm not going to smash my car all the time. So in the same way, a person doesn't just break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I'm going to rely on tawbah, I'm going to rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he is cautious. He treads very carefully. He makes every effort to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he has hope in Allah. Then Allah will treat him as he thinks of Allah, that Allah will appreciate his effort and see, this person has made every effort. He has tried his best within his capacity, and now I will not take him to task. And the advice that Luqman al-Hakim would give to his son, he would say that, O my son, Let not the hope of Allah's mercy cause you to perpetrate guna and sin. You should not be deceived. We hear very common people say, Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. So we should not use or we should not abuse the statement. Yes, Allah definitely is Ghafoorul Rahim. But a person should not now deliberately break the command of Allah. And then he would say, and do not let your fear of Allah make you despondent of His mercy. A person slips up, he makes a mistake, we all are insan. Nobody is going to be free from guna and sin. When a person slips up a genuine mistake, then he should not become despondent, he shouldn't lose hope. Then he should have hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.